Another thing I want you to notice, look in Philippians, I'll give you this thought. In Philippians chapter 4, maybe it would help to think, you know, you may think of yourself as a good person. If you're not a grateful person, you're not a good person. Good people are grateful people. They're thankful. Number two, gratitude helps you, it helps you control your emotions. Helps you control your emotions. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 is probably familiar to most of you. Be careful for nothing, verse 6, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So prayer, well, how do you present that prayer? You enter His gates with thanksgiving, gratitude, thankfulness. What does it do? Well, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So it helps you control the thoughts. It helps you control the spirit. It helps you control your heart. You know, there is enjoyment in life and seeing the Lord work and recognizing His work. There's enjoyment in that. If you have seen the Lord work in your own life and the Spirit's born some fruit there, there's enjoyment in that. I really do. I thank God. Every week, I mean, I've worked Oilfield. I've done pastoring in Oilfield. Same time, I've been a part of ministry for a long time, and I thank God regularly that He has afforded the opportunity to learn, for me to learn, to preach, to teach the Bible every week. I mean, literally, every week. I open the Bible and I read. I read a lot of Bible. I open the Bible, and every week there is this aha moment, just like I've never seen that before. And it may not be a solution. Maybe another question. Maybe there's something else. It's just like, man, I've never seen that before. But I realize and I think about, I wish everyone could do that. I really do. I really do. And I know that's not the way it works. I know that's not how it works. I'm thankful to the Lord and thankful to you guys to be able to afford something like this, where you have a pastor that can study. And that's the job, is to study the Bible and to learn the Bible and to really dig in and learn what the Bible says. What does God say? That's a blessing. That really is a blessing. It's like every week, it's like cold water to just a thirsty soul. It's amazing. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing that compares to that. There's nothing that compares to it. And I would wish it for everybody. I wish everybody could have that experience. Like I said, I mean, I've worked like you guys. You all understand the life. You understand you go to work in the morning and come back in the evening and stuff like that. And it's such a blessing, this life of pastoring. It's such a blessing. It's incredible. And what does it do? When you see the Lord work like that, it helps your heart. It helps your mind. It helps reinforce, like, okay, Lord, the Lord is working here. He's dealing with some things. He's enlightening. He's growing. He's instructing. And what does that do? Well, that helps calm my spirit. It helps calm your emotions. I'll give you a simple illustration. There was this, as far as controlling your thoughts and your emotions, there was this experiment that was done, I don't know how many years ago, but these two groups of people were asked to write every week One group was asked to write about all the things that annoyed them in life. Just write some things down. Every week, write about the annoying things. The other group was asked to write about the things that are positive, something that's good. Can you just guess, at the end of 10 weeks, who's healthier? Can you just guess at the end of 10 weeks whose minds are better off? Yeah, the ones who were thinking about good things. The ones who are thinking about good things. So if you fill your mind with bad stuff and all the negative stuff and all the just the tragedy, oh, woe is me, I got this bad stuff going on in the world, it's terrible, and I feel terrible, even though sometimes I feel terrible. But if that's the focus, inevitably, it just compounds itself and it makes it worse. And the ability to control what's going on in your mind and to get away from negative bad thoughts and the ability to help your heart, man, that stuff dissipates. But if you can think about things you're grateful for, it's no surprise the Lord says, look, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. The Lord wants His palace to be a place of gratitude, a place of joy, a place of expectancy, a place of love, and a place of rejoicing. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And then what does Paul say? Well, you do these things, you pray with thanksgiving, and the peace of God, it'll keep your heart and your mind. And it'll stabilize your heart and your mind, and it'll preserve your heart and your mind. Whereas the contrary, remember what you read in Romans? It was the heart and the mind that went. The mind became vain. The mind became and the heart became darkened. What does gratitude do? It does a lot of things. It's an indication of character. It's also will help you rule your spirit. It'll help control your emotions. It'll help calm your mind. You think about the good things. I mean, right after this, I think Paul says it this way. He says, whatsoever things are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report and virtuous and praiseworthy, think on these things. Think about this stuff. It'll help you. It'll help you. You say, well, I'm always feeling bad. I always just feel bad. Now, you know, things are just not going right. And I got this thing going on. And I just feel like this and everything's, well, yeah, if that's all you think about, that's what you feel like. If everything's miserable, then everything's miserable. But if you can and highlight some things that God's doing, highlight some thoughts about how the Lord's working, and maybe that's an issue. Maybe you don't see enough of the Lord's work to be grateful. You're trying to struggle to see where is God in this. Maybe that's a struggle. That can be resolved. I mean, there's probably some obedience that needs to be dealt with there, or disobedience. Gratitude. It'll help control your emotions, help rule your spirit. It's a character reinforcement. There's moral value to it. And then number three is this. Thanksgiving is something that brings God's blessing. Not only are you grateful for the blessings, but then it also invites God to do more. It invites God's blessing. You don't have to turn to these verses. I'm going to read a couple of these things to you. The psalmist says, David said, I will praise the name of God with a song, will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. How? It'll please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. Better than a sacrifice. It's better than a blood sacrifice. Those Levites are doing those sacrifices. Those guys are basically butchers in the Old Testament, and they're cutting up meat and cooking the meat and all that stuff. And this is the prescription of thanksgiving sometimes. But what does the Lord say? What does the psalmist say? I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. And this also shall please the Lord. This is going to make Him happy. This is what He's looking for. Not because He's just a tyrant and He's just demanding, but because He deserves it. He's done good things. I remember in the Old Testament, Jehoshaphat, one of the kings in Judah, he's getting ready to fight a battle, and he sends in front singers to just praise God. He doesn't send the archers or the cavalry. He sends in the front of the army, he sends singers out. And they go out there with their tambourines and their guitars and whatever else, and they're just praising God. And the Lord looks down on that and fights the battle for them. Why? What was it? Well, it was gratitude to God that brought God's hand of blessing on them. Another time, I think of Solomon. He's thanking God, and he's trying to dedicate the temple, and he's thanking God, and they're bringing offering after offering and offering after offering. And pretty soon the temple that Solomon's dedicating is just filled with smoke and just filled. The Lord fills the whole house such that even the priest can't even be in there. I mean, his presence is there. Thanksgiving brings God's blessing. I think about this in John, where Jesus feeds several thousand people. And the Bible says that he takes the bread, he takes the fish, and he breaks the bread. And it says it this way. It says, they did eat bread after the Lord had given thanks. Now, what's the big deal with that? Well, the big deal is there wasn't enough bread to feed everybody. But after thanks is given, now God has an opportunity to work. And it's worded very carefully that everybody ate after Jesus gave thanks. It's like the giving of thanks is the open hand now that receives from God. You say, all right, Lord, thank you for this provision. And then as they pass out the provision, it just never runs out. They keep passing out the bread and the fish, and it never runs out. It's kind of neat. It's in John 6. When he had given thanks, it says, they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks. It actually says it twice in that chapter, in verse 11 and 23. So they ate bread after, not after Jesus performed a miracle. They ate bread after he gave thanks. The miracle is the product of gratitude. That's something to keep in mind. Thanksgiving brings God's approval. It really does. Paul would say it this way. He would say it this way in Timothy. He said, for every creature is good. Nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. You know what thanksgiving does? It sanctifies it. Lord, thank you. Okay, well now it's healthy. Lord, thank you for this food. Thank you for this bacon. Thank you for this shrimp. I say that because in the Old Testament they weren't eating pig or anything like that. Thank you for this bacon. Thank you for this shrimp. And Paul says that gratitude sanctifies it. If it's given with thanksgiving, received with thanksgiving, every creature of God is good. Nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. What am I saying with all of these illustrations? All of these things illustrate the fact that gratitude gives God an opportunity to work. It gives God an opportunity to work. And think about it negatively. Look, if I'm always complaining, if I'm always bitter about stuff, you know what? My hands are closed. I'm not ready to receive anything from God. I'm just mad. I'm not ready to receive anything. But if I'm grateful, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I can feel that hand. Or I can be mad about it, clench my fist. God, you should be doing this. You should be doing it this way. You should be doing it this way. Well, where's God going to work? How does he work with a closed hand like this? He doesn't. He works with the open hand of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Gratitude is, it gives God the opportunity to work. Why? Because it's the will of God. This is the will of God, Paul said in Thessalonians. This is the will of God. If it brings God's blessing, gratitude's the appropriate, it's appropriate in all circumstances. This is a tough one. It's a tough one. I've told you all this story multiple times, but the Bible says, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. I don't know that you have to give thanks for everything. Maybe there is a verse, maybe I think there is somewhere, but in everything give thanks. I remember years ago, and I've told you all this story, but I'll tell it again. But I remember when Bethany was born and Sarah was born, and very early, and the only reason that Bethany was even born this early was because Sarah, they're twins, and Sarah had died in the womb. And so I'm at a rig, and I get a call, and Mary Beth says she's going to the hospital. She's in labor, and I mean, it's like 28, 29 weeks, and we're just, I don't know. I mean, I still, to this day, I don't know how she did this. she's got Ben, Terry and Ben, and take him to the hospital, go to the hospital, and they run some tests, and they find out, okay, well, one of the babies is dead. And that's a tragedy in itself, but you know, when you've got two beds prepared for the house, and you've got, you know, stuff hanging up and all that stuff, and then you come home and there's just one. That's traumatic. And so, you know, they delivered Bethany and delivered Sarah. I remember the doctor, because Mary Beth had just had a doctor's appointment like 2 days earlier. They're like, everything's fine, everything's fine. And that the doctor, he came out and he was in tears because he felt guilty. Like, how could I tell this? He's like, it's talking to me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I understand. I mean, but it's not your fault that this happened. It's just doctors aren't God. They don't have all the answers. And so, anyhow, after all that, you go home, and Bethany spends a month in the NICU, and we go home. And that was one of the years it snowed. It was kind of cool. But you go home and you're minus one person that you thought you were going to have. And I remember Mary Beth and I, we would sit on the back porch. And it took a little while. I mean, there was crying involved. And you struggle to think, what can I possibly be grateful for in this? Where is the gratitude supposed to be? And it didn't take long to think. After that, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, that's not the right attitude. I do have questions, but I'm not going to blame God for this. I do have questions. And I started to think, Mary Beth and I both did, start to think, you know, there are more reasons to thank God than there are to blame him in this. Number one, I know where Sarah is. I know. Number two, she didn't have to suffer. She just, I mean, how incredible would that be? To just be given life and instantly with the Lord. How incredible. So I go through some of these thoughts. And you know what the end of the day is? It's at the end of the day, that verse, in everything give thanks. At one of the most tragic, really, times in our lives, it's true. In everything give thanks. There's more reason to give thanks to God in the tragedy than I can think to blame God. And that whole thing, we knew where Sarah is. We knew one day I'm going to see her again. We know she's in better hands. And the only problem I had, and Mary Beth and I had, is the separation. Because everything else is taken care of. The Lord's taken care of all of the other aspects of this. The only thing I'm missing is the presence of this person. I think in everything give thanks. But you know what that does? When you can think about gratitude, and particularly in events like that, it keeps your mind guarded from bitterness and keeps your mind guarded from hatred and keeps your mind guarded from bad accusations against God. I mean, when I read the book of Job, it's just like, Job, how do you keep this together? You've lost so much. And he's still, I will not curse God. I know God is just in all this. I know He is. I can't figure out how. I don't know all the answers. I have questions, but I'm not going to blame God for this. He's not in the wrong. And you know what it does? It protects your mind. It keeps you from just unimaginable bitterness. Because I'll tell you, after all that happened, you get connected to the people who had this happen before. And you watch how they try to process stuff. And I'll tell you, watch some people get really mad, and it affected their marriage. And it affected their life, and it affected everything. Why? Because those thoughts of anger and bitterness and frustration. Why? I can't find a reason to be grateful in this. I can only find reasons to hate God and to be mad at Him. And then the mind just gets more and more vain. And the heart becomes more and more dark, and the person becomes more and more bitter. And I remember, I know Mary Beth and I, she'd say, man, that so-and-so over there, it's just like eating their lunch. Like they're not going to get over this. And it's going to destroy their marriage. It's going to destroy their friendships. This whole thing. Gratitude is a, it's a very powerful thing. And particularly when you can find it in circumstances where you wouldn't think to find it. Boy, that helps. That helps. Some of y'all are going through some stuff. And what you're learning is, you know what, it's better to be thankful than it is to be bitter about these things. It's better to find some good thoughts. How is God protecting? How is God working? How is God dealing with? How is God, I mean, in these tragic circumstances? Gratitude. Why does it work so well? Why does it work so well? Because it's the will of God. This is what God wants. That's how it works. Gratitude, then this. Last is this. Gratitude is how... it's how you and I participate with God in the work that only He does. I'll give you maybe a tough illustration, but it's Veterans Day the other day. You and I would never, extreme illustration here, but you and I would never go to the mother of a fallen soldier and say, I deserve that. I deserve what your child did for us, did for me. I deserve that. You would never say that. It's a horrible thought. That's not how you participate with them. You know how you participate with someone who's done something for you? You say, thank you. Thank you. Because I can never do what this person did for me. I can never do, take it to the level of Jesus Christ. I can never do what Jesus Christ did for me. So the way I participate with him is not say, yeah, I deserve that. No, no. The way I participate with him is I say, thank you. Paul says it this way in Romans 12. He says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you offer your body a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God. This is your reasonable service. You know, all of that thanksgiving in the Old Testament, it wasn't just a matter of saying thank you. The thanksgiving was an offering. It was how the people participated with God in the blessing. God gives a productive harvest. And what the people do is they bring offerings. And they say with the offerings, thank you, God, for providing for us. The herds, you know, the herds, they multiply. And so the people would bring of the herds. And this is how they participate with this offering. And by this offering, they say, thank you, God. That's how they participate. I understand you can say thank you, but I want to show you a verse here. The law of the sacrifice of peace. In Leviticus chapter 7, you don't have to turn there. But it was interesting. It was interesting the way the Lord worded this. And he called it the law of the sacrifice of peace. And he said, if that sacrifice be a thanksgiving, if it's a thanksgiving offering. So this is how the Israelites participate with God in his blessings. They bring of the blessings that he's provided them. And so, how does that carry over the New Testament? We're not sacrificing animals, or we're not bringing cattle or anything into the church. Maybe we will one day, not for offer. I don't know. Maybe we have a living nativity or something. But how do we participate? Well, you participate in the way that Paul said it. I beseech you by the mercies of God. God has given you mercy that you offer your body. Not the body of the cow, not the body of the lamb. You offer your body, a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing. You know what that is? That's how I participate with God. That's how I give thanks to God for the mercy he's shown me. I offer myself to him for whatever work he wants done. Gratitude. It's how I participate with God in the work that only he does. How do you say thank you? You can say thank you. You can participate in that thank you. Gratitude is how you participate with God in the work that only he does. Just a few thoughts on this gratitude. To recap, gratitude is a character. It has moral implications. It has moral implications. It provides moral reinforcement. It's a character matter. Gratitude's a character matter. Gratitude helps you control your emotions. It helps you rule your spirit. Gratitude, number three, it brings God's blessing. I mean, God can fill the open hand. He can't fill the closed hand. Oh, God, how dare you? Okay. Well, you're not ready to receive anything, but thank you, Lord. Oh, let me put something in that hand. Thanksgiving brings God's blessing. Thanksgiving, lastly, is how I participate with God in the work that only He can do. You never say to God, yeah, I deserve that. I know that's an extreme example, but that's not how you participate with Him. You participate in gratitude and thankfulness. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here is my offering to you. Here's myself. I offer myself to you. We sing that washed in the blood, right? You know, washed in the blood, and we love that. And I mentioned it before in Sunday school one time, but we love that thought that all the sin's been washed away and cleansed. The reality is the price He paid, you're bought with a price now. You're His possession. If you're saved, you're His possession. This morning, the invitation is pretty simple. It's November. We're thinking about Thanksgiving. I want you to think about some things that you're grateful for. And not that your life is hunky-dory right now. Not that you know, everything's going great, so. But really think about God's blessing. Think about what He's done, how He's taken care of you, directly, indirectly. Maybe He's used some other people to take care of you. Maybe He's used some other people to feed you spiritually, to feed you physically. Think about those things. And let's enter into His courts with thanksgiving and into His gates with praise. If you want to bow your heads, close your eyes. Let's just be grateful this morning. Let's be thankful. It's the will of God. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give you some time to think about these things. God bless you guys for being here. If you're still praying, keep praying. But thank you all for being here. And we'll have service at 2 this afternoon. And, you know, before we end this, I got a question. Does anyone have anything they would like to say about just being thankful to God? Anything that you want to testify about this morning? Anybody? Renee? Amen. Opening the eyes of our hearts, yeah. the light of the Lord. Amen. Alan? Amen. Amen. Yeah, Josh, go ahead. Amen. Yes. Thank God for second chances. And there, yeah. Say it again, Joe. Amen. The Word of God, the light.